Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome you to another edition of the Watkins Award. This is your host, Coach T. Tate. I'm here, and in the background, boy, are you in for a surprise today. Yes, this is the Watkins Award show with yours, no other than Coach T. Tate. And my sidekick, of course, J. Everett Pearsall, is somewhere flying in. I got a phone call from him today on a private jet asking me, are we going to still do the show? And he was trying to get an internet connection 30,000 feet in the air. Now, you know what? My sidekick has done some crazy things, has asked me and called me with some very weird requests. But 30,000 in the air trying to get an internet signal. Technology has come a long ways, ladies and gentlemen. But hey, here we are with Coach T. Tate, you know, just here going to swing it until J. Everett Pearsall get here. But I want to welcome you to another edition. And as I always say, I like to make sure I start because there's going to be some stuff that's going to happen today like no other that you need to know about right away. So the disclaimer is the views and opinion of the Watkins Award show is those of J. Everett Pearsall and Coach T. Tate. That's, you know, just the way it is. Please don't take it out on our sponsors because we got one new sponsor and just a sponsor who has been with us from certainly day one when we got together about 6 years ago. And certainly, as you can see, their logo in the background, that is none other than Under Armour. So Under Armour is one of our sponsors. There's, of course, you can see another sponsor back there, but I'm not going to give any cheap publicity on the side. But I am going to contact that sponsor and see what they're trying to do. None other than we had a great time in Orlando, Florida. Yes, I was there with J. Everett Pearsall and thought that we were going to do the show from Florida, but we didn't get a chance to do it. The weather was awesome down in Orlando, and I'd like to thank all the great people there in Orlando. And then Mr. Pearsall and I headed on down to Tampa. And I'd like to thank all the great people in Tampa. I was soaking up that weather. It was averaging about 80 to 85 degrees consistently the 6 days I was there. But to say the least, we're going to have a recap of what went on, what specifically went on down in Orlando. And that was just a great day on January the 2nd. And we're getting ready for the Watkins Award edition with our 6 new honorees. That will be happening at the Bethesda Jazz and Blues Club on March the 12th. That's on a Saturday. We'll kick it off at 6 o'clock with a red carpet affair. So I go back to those views and opinion. This is going to be one of those days that you're going to have to recap the views and opinion of this show. Nothing other than those of the Watkins Award, the National Alliance of African American Athletes, J. Everett Pearsall, and yours truly, Coach T. Tate, because we got something for you today. The other thing that was very, very interesting over the past week was the fact that one of our guys, N'Kobe Dean, N'Kobe Dean was part of the 2019 class of the Watkins honorees, and he was the recipient of the award. And so if you join us in D.C., you never know. You just never know who you may meet. And so N'Kobe Dean was the recipient of the award, and he played in the national championship game, played on the University of Georgia team, as we all know, go Bulldogs. And they won the national championship this year. And N'Kobe Dean was a very, very influential point in that win. And so I just want to congratulate N'Kobe Dean, his mama, Miss Dean, Nikita Dean. And I want to also congratulate his dad. I mean, look, it's a whole list of people, his sister, his brother. I mean, this is the Watkins Award is a family award, because everything that his dad, Byron, certainly his mom, his sister, his brother, the entire family gets involved with this, because it takes a village to help raise these kids. And certainly, I want you all to know that this is a family award. We enjoy the fact of everything that goes on with the Watkins Award. And certainly, we want to congratulate the entire family, the Dean family, because it wasn't just N'Kobe out on the football field doing what he does, but clearly that was the entire family, the sister, the brother, the aunts, the uncles, of course, dad, mom, the friends of the family. I mean, everybody in the family, the community down there in Horn Lake, Mississippi, need to be congratulated, because it takes a community. It takes a village to help these young men to get to where they are. Don't think that they do it on their own. They do it because there's a village. And the National Alliance of African American Athletes is just another piece of the puzzle. And I see now that my sidekick, my right-hand guy, has got in, as I told them, Mr. Pearsall. How you doing? That's the first thing. How you doing?
Oh, well, Coach Tate, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. So I told them that before you got in, I got a phone call from you asking whether or not you could do the show from 30,000 feet in the air. You was on a private jet. You was coming back in to Baltimore, and you called me up, and you was having problems with your signals. And so you had to hurry up and come down into the basement. And I don't know why you sure those stars ought to have tears on them about now, because I didn't heard every kind of joke under the sun about the I'm not even going to use that name. I'm not even going to use the time to call that name. But you want to come down and you just want to soak in all those tears. I see why you was 30,000 feet in the air trying to do the show instead of come home. But Mr. Pearsall, I was just talking about a couple of things about the Alliance, in particular what happened last week in Orlando, Florida. And of course, congratulations to the Dean family that they have a young man who came through our program 2019, and he was on that national championship University of Georgia football team. So weigh in on it, Mr. Pierce. So I know you want to talk about it.
Well, let me lay into a couple of things here. Let me start out with your comments in their order. First thing, I was moving faster than the Kansas City Chiefs with 13 seconds on the clock to make sure I got here on time, because certainly I would hate to be late, but more importantly, to miss any segment or morsel of this show. So again, I apologize profusely for being just a tad tardy, but sometimes you can't make the planes go faster. Secondly, as it relates to any kind of humidity down here in this workplace I call Cowboy Central, certainly I would like to hear as much as I can from those who have advanced further than we have, But those folks who are out there who certainly have teams where themselves as well as the participants on the teams that they were pulled for were watching us, I choose not to put any merit in any comment that they make around the humidity, one might call tears, and exiting the playoffs earlier than any of us anticipated. Even those of you who watch from home with disdain certainly thought that we would pull that one out. The reality of it is we didn't, and we're on to the next year, just as most of you were notified earlier. Lastly, with the light, I bring to you cheers. I bring to you joy. I bring to you happiness from the experience that I had with the Dean family. The Dean family accomplished something that they set as a goal in high school. And it was the final goal and the final chapter in his college career. He had a long list of things that he wanted to knock down, and he knocked them down one by one by one. And this last goal was a national championship. And, you know, looking at and actually attending the game when they lost to Alabama, certainly there was a thought that, boy, that would be derailed. And we, you know, really put our prayers out there to make sure that they would make it through the first round of the playoffs and get back with another shot at Alabama. And I was in Indianapolis. It was 5 degrees outside, but it was hot and on fire on the inside. And we was in that game and we were cheering and giving every kind of energy, positive energy that we could. But let me tell you, N'Kobe Dean showed up and showed out. I tell you, and what people told me who watched the game on television, which I did not get an opportunity to watch it on television to see how the commentators talked about our Watkins man, but certainly he engineered a perfect defensive game. Mm-hmm. You would never shut out Alabama, but to do what they did on numerous occasions inside the 20, and the announcers made it clear that it took a smart young man to engineer that defense and to make sure that all the players did the things that they needed to do in order to make sure that they operated as one. And anytime someone made a mistake, that individual was encouraged and put in the right position to make sure that they stood up the next time. But again, that was an awesome experience. And to see him knock down and knock off the last item that he set as a goal before attending University of Georgia was absolutely special. The last individual, he'll be the second of which Jameis Winston was our first Watkins guy to get a national championship. And then our second was Juergen and Christopher Register and Richard Juergen. And then our last here in N'Kobe Dean. This is really, really special. I was there with his mom. I was there with his auntie. I was there with his father, his sister, and many other friends. And we really shared that joy and got a chance after the game to soak it up and to really understand that this is a priceless moment. But more importantly, when I listen to individuals talk about someone who went to the University of Georgia as one of the top athletes in the country and the number one in his position, and to stick to his guns in pursuing a mechanical engineering degree through in and throughout, maintaining a 3.7 grade point average there at the University of Georgia is pretty special to me. You expect to hear them talk about his athleticism and what he did on the field. And I think anyone who mentioned his name recognized and spoke just as much about what that young man represented off the field and what that man represented in the classroom. Special moment. I can go on and on, Coach Tate, but special moment it was.
Well, let's just point out a couple of things because I've already done a disclaimer. You know, I have to do that. But I believe, help me with my memory here, but I believe you mentioned Chris Register and Juergen, Richard Juergen.
Yes.
I believe they did get an opportunity to win two national championships, did they? Or they just played in two?
No, they got two. They got two.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Okay. So these are the type of accolades that our Watkins men are accomplishing. These are the type of goals and aspirations that they come to these universities with, no matter where they go to school. But I also, Mr. Pierce, so I talked about my background picture. And I think if our engineer if he's paying attention, what I don't want is that a lot of people always say that you and I are making stuff up. So today I got something special for our listeners and our viewers. And I want them to have the opportunity to see exactly what went on just a couple of weeks ago. So if our engineer Doug is listening, Doug, will you go ahead and let someone else tell the story instead of Mr. Pearsall and I telling that story?
Cue it up for Mr. Doug.
Yeah, we're going to let him cue it up. He's queuing it up. And that's the Watkins Award video that you have, Doug, from Florida.
Fans, the Watkins Award recognizes the nation's top African-American male high school scholar-athletes. The award has been presented annually since 1992 and is named for the late Franklin D. Watkins, who cared about the kids in his community and coached championship football and basketball teams in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. On March 12, 2022, in Washington, D.C., the National Alliance of African-American Athletes will recognize six premier African-American scholar-athletes with the presentation of the 30th Annual Franklin D. Watkins Memorial Award. The finalists are chosen based on their unweighted grade point averages, extracurricular activities, community service, personal statements, and letters of recommendation. With us, we have the founder and executive director of the Watkins Award, Everett Pearsall, chairman of the board, Kevin Clark, board directors, David Williams, Tyrone Tate, Keon Roberts, Val Emery, and Vareva Harris. Six finalists will be recognized for the 2022 Watkins Award trophy. Not present today is Brandon Davis, Under Armour All-American from Middletown, Delaware, with a sterling 4.2 grade point average at Middletown High School. But present here today and standing with their lovely families in alphabetical order, please welcome Tyler Booker with his mother, Tashana, and his father, William, from New Haven, Connecticut. Tyler's achieved high honor roll, volunteers for Black Couples United, Community Baptist Church, and dominate the day camp, mentor at St. Luke's School and West Haven Seahawks football program, recipient of IMG Helpful Heart Award, member of the BSU, motivational speaker for Connecticut Youth, UA Next program, MEPS Prep All-American, FBU All-American, and Under Armour Next All-American while maintaining a 3.0 GPA at IMG Academy. Fans, give it up for Tyler Booker! Next up, give it up for Elijah Green with his mother Leslie and father Eric from Windermere, Florida. Elijah has achieved high honor roll at all 4 years of high school, volunteers for Little League Baseball and mentor to many youth baseball leagues, spearheading diversity initiative in baseball, IMG Golden Glove, high school baseball preseason All-American, Prospect Wire All-American, Perfect Game All-American team, Baseball Factory All-Star, Baseball Factory All-American, Team USA 18U team, ranked the number one high school baseball player, Prep Baseball Report number one player in the nation, and Under Armour Baseball All-American while maintaining a 4.1 GPA at IMG Academy. You guys are impressive. Give it up for Elijah Green. Next up, give it up for Harold Perkins with his mother Bertha and Uncle Alvin from Cypress, Texas. Harold has achieved AB honor roll for all 4 years of his high school, mentor at Cypress Middle School, Houston Touchdown Club Offensive Player of the Year, first team all district running back, First Team All-District linebacker. Dave Campbell's Whataburger Super Team First Team linebacker. All-State running back. First Team All-District running back. First Team All-District linebacker. And Under Armour Next All-American while maintaining a 4.9 grade point average at Cypress Park High School. Give it up for Harrah Perkins. Next up, give it up for Brennan Thompson, here with his mom, Bonnie, from Spearman, Texas. Brennan is a member of the National Honor Society, academic All-American, Spearman football homecoming king, volunteer at the ARC Domestic Violence and Sexual Abuse Center and Chamber of Commerce, also volunteers for Christmas meal delivery and Big Brothers Big Sisters, silver 100-meter state champion, gold 200-meter state champion, first-team all-district defensive back, first-team all-district wide receiver, all-state all-purpose player, ranked number 11 in the state of Texas, ESPN ranked 91st player in the nation, Rivals ranked 66th nationally, and Under Armour football All-American while maintaining a 4.2 grade point average at Spearman High School. Wow. Brennan Thompson. Last but not least, let's make some noise for Wesley Williams. He's with Mom Paula and Father William from Gainesville, Virginia. Wesley is a member of the National Honor Society, volunteer for DECA Inclusivity Project, Buddy Club member, volunteer for Football Faith Timeout, youth football mentor, first team All-Met, Maryland All-State Team, and Regional Defensive Player of the Year while maintaining a 4.2 grade point average at Battlefield High School. Give it up for Wesley Williams! Fans, what an incredible group of young men that have incredible GPAs and are involved in a myriad of community service activities that give back to their local communities. Under Armour is proud to be a major supporter of the 2022 Watkins Award Trophy presentation and program. Fans, one more time, a huge round of applause for these young men. Wow, you guys are awesome.
Now, Mr. Pearsall. I'm lost for words. Well, before I get started, because I got some axes to grind. But before I get started, first of all, I want to say that I want to recognize that there was a board member out there, Mr. Ed Ransom, that didn't get recognized. So I want to bring that up. I also want to bring up the fact that Harrah Perkins, I realized there was some audio problems, and I don't want anyone to feel as if they can, like, hey, this guy, you know, he comes out of the state of Texas. I want you to know he went to Cypress Park High School. He was a four-year AB honor roll achievement. He was a mentor at Cypress Middle School, Houston Touchdown Club Offensive Player of the Year, First Team All-District Running Back, First Team All-District Linebacker, Dave Campbell's Whataburger Super Team, First Team Linebacker, All-State Running Back, First Team All-District Running Back, First Team All-District Linebacker, and Under Armour All-American. So I don't want no one's accolades to be missing. It looked like you about to say something, Mr. Pearson.
GPA? What was that GPA?
4.9. Okay, I don't want anyone to feel as though we left anything out, because I know we have listeners. Oh, and by the way, Tyler Booker, his GPA is a 3.6, not a 3.0. But all that said, it wasn't me or Mr. Pearsall that said this. This was Under Armour that was doing all the talking. It was them. So a lot of times you think Mr. Pearsall and I are not being truthful and what we say about these kids. With all that's going on out here in the world, here are five young men. One was not there. So the five that were on that field, I got a chance to meet the families. I met the Booker family, Davis family, Green family, The Booker family, the Davis family, the Green family, the Perkins family, the Thompson family, William family. So it was one family that wasn't
Davis.
There. The Davis family. Okay. Correct. The Davis family. So I got a chance. And all I want to say, is Tyler's mom and dad, awesome family. Elijah's mom and dad, awesome family. Harold's mom and uncle, awesome family. Brennan's grandmother and mother, awesome family. And Wesley's mom, dad, and brother, awesome family. What I want to say is that this is a family award, and these families are just as responsible as the kids themselves who take the responsibility to go to school every day, to pick those books up every night. I can assure you that those kids spend countless hours after 12 o'clock, midnight, studying their work. These kids don't have the luxury of hanging out and playing video games every day frivolously to the point that they not focused on their work. They are focused on their work. And I am proud to be a board member, to talk to these families and find out how these kids get to where they are. It's just not by coincidence. Mr. Pearsall, what was your sense and your feeling when you was down there in Orlando with those families?
You know, we had an incredible event, and with everyone, and every time you look at the television, people are talking about what's going on in the world, and it's all negative, from COVID to death and to crime and all those types of things. To be there, you'd almost forget that all those things were going on. This is the highest number of families we've had at the Under Armour event when we announced. And so that also was absolutely phenomenal. And the energy and what we received in terms of gratitude from the families that were there in attendance, and the opportunity to spend time with the kids themselves, is absolutely priceless. Again, you know, Tyrone, you're talking about Harold Perkins, the number four athlete in the country. You're talking about Tyler Booker, the number one lineman in the country, going to Alabama. You're talking about, you know, Brennan Thompson, the number one player or the number two player in Texas, you know, going to Texas. You know, you're talking about Wesley going to Duke, one of the top defensive linemen in the DMV area, and he's going to an Ivy-like school to play football. He's going down to Duke. And you're talking about Elijah Green, the number one baseball prospect in the nation.
Excuse me. Uh-oh, repeat that again.
Elijah Green, write it down, book it, the number one baseball prospect in the nation with a 4.1 grade point average, my friend. This is off the chain. Unbelievable. I'm glad you showed the video, because when you talked about it, I'm certain you would have gotten some email saying that they didn't believe it and that you were fabricating what it is that we're talking about today. Absolutely fabricating this stuff. We can't make this stuff up. We can't make it up.
Well,
unbelievable.
Under Armour did over two. I think they went over the $2 billion mark last year. We don't have enough money to pay them to make these kind of announcements. We just don't. I mean, I wish we did, but we just can't. These are real accomplishments. And as you mentioned, Mr. Pearsall, there is a plethora of negative news about young African-American males that are doing all kind of crazy things out here in the street. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. I've had opportunities to be a keynote speaker, guest speakers from one end of the United States on the West Coast to the other end of the United States, back over here on the East Coast, up on the northern end, yeah, down on the South Side. I have had opportunities to speak at places where I overstand that some things just happen because of environments. But these kids, these families were dedicated and focused on what they wanted these kids. This just didn't happen by coincidence that these kids are the top scholars. I mean, you know and knew Elijah Green's dad. Do you think this just happened by coincidence that this kid is the number one baseball prospect in the country? Now, he's a high school senior. Just a high school senior. I mean, what do you think? What's your take on this? When you talk to those families, do you think those kids just fell, bumped their head on a log somewhere and said, oh, I'm just going to be this great scholar athlete this year, my senior year, that there was no work put in to get them to this point, Mr. Pearsall?
Well, unlike the others, and I'll start by talking about the individual that you particularly asked me about, I have known Eric Green since he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers and throughout his professional career. And, you know, one of the things that he always talked about was the fact that, you know, his wife didn't play any games when it came to those books. In school, with all of his kids, was always paramount and far and above anything else in terms of emphasis in his household. And certainly Elijah wouldn't remember, but, you know, I met that young man when he was in elementary school. He was probably 5 or 6 years old and just running around the house, tearing things up. And again, over and over again with Elijah and all of his kids, they've all graduated from college. They've all embarked upon successful business endeavors and professional endeavors, and their accomplishments are high in that household. And the reason is, despite the fact that Eric made a living, you know, on the field, one of the things that was emphasized far and above any sport, although they played sports and played sports well, as you can see, was the fact that they weren't going to play any sport if they didn't perform in the classroom. And so there was going to be no baseball in the Green household if he brought home a grade that didn't really show what he was capable of doing. Not a single B in his high school career. And again, the emphasis was on school. Now, of course, this individual playing baseball and football decided to concentrate just on baseball when he got to high school, and that just flourished. But there would have been no baseball without the books, the A's, and the studying. And so there were no games being played in the Green household and in any of the households for any of the young men. That story echoes from one to the other to the other. I only mentioned him individually because you asked about him, and more importantly, because I actually knew him young, at a young age, and knew his dad. And knew his dad wasn't playing any games, and his mom was 100% dedicated to making sure that they got their education and they took it seriously.
Well, I just want to say, you know, of course, I knew of Eric from TV and watching him on TV. But I want to say I met all of the families who came there. And it was obvious to me that there was no mother who was in attendance that was not serious about the kids' grades. I mean, oh, of course, they just melted in their son's palm of his hand in terms of his athletic achievement. But those mothers, when I talk to them about school, and I do this every year, but this time, you got a chance to see these moms, and I'm going to be interviewing those mothers as well. I interviewed them slightly while we were down there. But those mothers were no joke. They ran the household like a military camp. There was no sports if they didn't accomplish high achievement in those books. They just didn't settle for small things in the house. And, you know, I just want to say that I want to thank all the families who came. Certainly, I want to say that I'm looking forward to having a chance to meet the one family that did not come. And with that said, Mr. Pearsall, we got a big event coming up on Saturday, March the 12th. Talk about that event. How do you see that event unfolding? Because we got some people that are helping us out with this event, and it's going to have all the pop and circumstance in it. So how do you see this event unfolding, Mr. Pearsall?
It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Let me first say that in mentioning the Davis family and Braden and his mom and dad, I've spoken a lot to Antone. They're from Delaware. He's a quarterback who is already enrolled down at the University of South Carolina. The reason that he was not able to make it was because he got his wisdom teeth pulled out a couple of days before the event. And it just medically was just not able to come down and participate as he was on the mend from getting his wisdom teeth pulled out, with which he showed up on South Carolina's campus a couple of days after our event. And so the timing, however so apologetic, he was actually scheduled to play in that Under Armour game. And so it would have been an unheralded and never to surpass six individuals at this Under Armour game, which was just would have been incredible. We've never even had five. That said, he did not miss it by choice. It was just the circumstances did not allow him to be able to make it. And you will meet him because he is a phenomenal young man. On to the question that you asked, which is the upcoming event on the weekend of March the 11th. It is well anticipated because for the first time in 30 years, because of COVID, we wanted to make sure we kept everybody safe. But we're back in effect, and our 30th annual Watkins Award will be in the DC, Maryland, and Virginia area. All the families and individuals who want to be staged and ready to come out the blocks will get in on Thursday night. But Friday is where the fun begins. Fridays, these individuals and families will be taking a tour of Washington, D.C. that will be hosted by the one and only Coach Tate in a coach bus. And they'll be shown the ins and the outs, the good, the bad, the ugly, the great, but everything that makes Washington, D.C. is what it is. We'll also give them an opportunity to go to the African American Museum. In past years, we've taken that opportunity to also go to the White House and many other illustrious things that many individuals who have not gone to Washington, D.C., and some who have not had an opportunity to see. We'll be hosting a welcome reception on Friday night. And then on Saturday, boy, we come out the blocks real heavy in the morning. In the morning, we'll have some workshops and some sessions that will be posted on our website for you to be able to attend, open to the public at the Marriott on Woodmont Avenue in Bethesda, Maryland. And also at that hotel, we'll have a VIP reception for those who are invested from a sponsorship perspective at that level. We'll then have a press conference as well as a red carpet. And then we move our event over to the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club right down the street, where we'll have the illustrious Watkins Award ceremony, where we'll have a black tie event where we celebrate these individuals and their families at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club. It is going to be an evening to remember. It's going to be an evening you will never forget. We're hoping to have this available online as well. We'll be working through some of those technical details, but tickets will be available online at N as in Nancy, followed by 4A's.com, NAAA.com. I'm going to tell you that the people who come to the Watkins Award, never miss it in the future. And I invite you to come out and share those moments, not only with us as an organization, but more importantly, get an opportunity to look through the window into the lives of the individuals that you've had an opportunity to see today as we announce them on the field at the Under Armour game. These individuals and those families will be stepping into the bright light to be recognized for the Watkins Award for what they represent off the field. You see how great of athletes they are. At this point, moving forward, you'll rarely hear anything about their athleticism. You'll hear about the plethora of things that they've accomplished off the field and what they represent as young men moving forward. A great celebration for them, a great celebration for their families, a great celebration for the community. You don't want to miss it.
Well, I just want to I want to give credit where credit is due. You've done a lot of work. The board has done a lot of work as well. And, you know, you all have diligently made sure that these locations were secured, and you've made sure that it's going to be an elegant affair. That the hotel also is which one again?
It is a brand new Marriott at the headquarters of Marriott International. And it's on the 7700 block of Woodmont Avenue in Bethesda, Maryland. And in fact, it is so pristine and will be so nice for our guys that they don't open this facility until March the 1st. And we'll likely be the first group to don an event in this location. Wow. It's going to be real special. It's going to be real special.
Oh, that is. And the Watkins Award event itself, the presentation is going to be held where?
The Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club, which is also in Bethesda, Maryland. And every weekend they do a comedy show and a number of acts. And what we wanted to do is to make sure that we presented these young men and their families well. And so we'll be moving everyone, or those who do not come to the hotel will just show up at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club in Bethesda, Maryland. Those doors will open up at 7 o'clock. It's red carpet at 6. The doors will open at 7. The event will start promptly at 7:30. Be there.
Now, you mentioned there will be some other events going on throughout that weekend, and updates can be seen on the website again. So that'll be what? www.naaa.com, correct?
Correct. Absolutely okay. Correct.
Okay. I want to give recognition to a couple of new sponsors. And if any of you out there have a business or have an idea or something that's going on that, one, you want to run a commercial during this time, or you want to be one of the proud sponsors to follow some of the people and organizations that have been sponsoring the National Alliance of African American Athletes and the Watkins Award, please step forward. You can email Mr. Pearsall at what email? What's the best email to hit you up, Mr. Pearsall?
It's my name, Everett, E-V-E-R-E-T-T-E. At NAAA.com or info@NAAA.com.
And just in case you're driving, you can't pick up a pencil, you know the old saying, you better call Tyrone. So you can always hit me up at Tyrone@NAAA.com. That's Tyrone@NAAA.com. Now, one of our sponsors that I know of is going to be the Book of You. So if you want to check out their website, it's thebookofyou.club. That's thebookofyou.club. It's a phenomenal book. It's a tabletop. It's a historical perspective of U Street. For any of you who have been around Washington, D.C., which we take the families out on a tour, and we come down U Street and we look at and observe and certainly talk about the historical perspective of Washington, D.C., and how can you miss U Street? Well, this book, The Book of U, is an awesome historical perception and factual understanding of what was going on U Street back in the early 40s, 50s, and 60s. So just to, you know, certainly give the pub and the credit where credit is due with this individual who is the author of the book, Sir Wolf Dog, as a matter of fact. He is going to make a donation for all books that are sold. He'll make a donation to the Watkins Award. And you can get his book at thebookofyou.club, C-L-U-B, The Book of You, the letter U. I'm sorry, I didn't say that at first, but The Book of You, the letter U.club. Also, one of our sponsors, if our engineer is listening, we got the first time this commercial is being seen, it's being seen on the Watkins Award show. So you want to run that commercial for us, Doug, and let everyone see this awesome commercial that this new sponsor, who is actually is an old sponsor, but they have revise their sponsorship with us. So we'll get ready to see that commercial. It's coming in at some point. I think Doug is just trying to work his engineering magic. We might have to call N'Kobe Dean up and he'll work this thing out at a far. But I know Doug is working on it and he'll drop in at some point when that thing is ready. It's a quick commercial. And then, of course, our title sponsor, Under Armour. You can go by underarmour.com and purchase all the gear you want. Mr. Pearsall, he's wearing one of his Under Armour branded shirts. I guess that's an athletic shirt with the National Alliance of African American Athletes logo on it. And, of course, the Under Armour logo. We should have some of those at the event, Mr. Pearsall, so people can purchase. Are you going to have some at the event for purchase?
We'll have a table full of items for people to be able to purchase, not just this, but
okay.
Any hoodies. We'll have T-shirts. We'll have mugs. We'll have a ton of things for people to be able to purchase at the event.
Okay. Well, I know Doug is probably working hard as he can to get that commercial running. I don't hear anything in the background, but to say the least, maybe he'll have it ready by the time the show is off, going off, and he'll probably play that as the show has gone off. And that'll be the last point of the show. But Mr. Pearsall, I want to say we got less than 50 days to go, and March the 12th, 2022. Will be here. And so this Watkins Award event tickets, they can also purchase tables. And certainly all they have to do is go to the website and everything is electronic. Or of course they can reach out to either you or myself. But to say the least, they can purchase a table for the and be a part of the entire weekend, which is still developing. We're still developing the weekend. There's going to be a seminar. There's, you know, and as you mentioned, it may not happen this year. Now, we're going to, the live stream is under development for this year. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to let you know that the 2023 Watkins Award is under negotiation right now to be broadcast live on a major network. There's other things that are coming up about the Watkins Award for 2023 that this thing is going to be unbelievable. And Mr. Pearsall is going to be right there front and center. Clearly, you will be able to get all of those updates. But Mr. Pearsall, this 2022 event, is there anything special you want to tell the audience about this 2022 event that's coming up? What can the families expect? Because we need a bunch of people to help us to welcome these families from all over the United States. Is there anything special that they need to be planning for, other than the fact that this Watkins Award is a black tie affair? So they need to get a new dress, a new suit, dress formal at this event? Because every year you come with a tuxedo on, Mr. Pearsall.
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously you're going to want to dress to impress. One of the things that we're working hard, which will be a different way of doing it, as I mentioned earlier, is that we're transitioning an event where we'll have a little bit of a VIP reception over to a facility that's built to actually show, broadcast, and display just the award portion of it. And so if you just want to come in to see the event as it is, the award show, and not partake in any portion of the eating or dining, you could just come to the show. We have a theater style area within the facility. And so if you're by yourself and you just want to get a ticket to the event, you could come in and sit in the theater style of the event and have a wonderful view, just as everyone else does, as what's going on, and be able to take a look at the show and enjoy it just like everyone else. And then, as Coach Tate said, you have the ability to be on the floor right in front of the stage, front and center, where you can almost reach out and touch the people that are being presented to. We have tables on the floor where you can actually purchase tables, and on those tables get a little bit of extra special treatment, but be on the floor, front and center, to the action at the stage. But there's the blues and jazz gives us a different dynamic, and that production is really going to be the best that we've ever had, as you mentioned, hopefully leading up to our ability to broadcast on a major network as well. But this will be what I am prepared to make the best Watkins Award ever, our 30th Watkins Award, the best ever.
And Mr. Pearsall, I also want to say, you know, I realize that everyone doesn't want to come in a tuxedo like you, Mr. Pearsall. I mean, you have tux and tails on. I mean, he's quite a scene. So you, if it's anything, you come and see Mr. Pearsall, it'll be well worth the price of admissions.
Luster Formal Wear is our formal tuxedo shop of the Watkins Award. But as you mentioned, if you want to wear a dark suit or you want to dress something up that's formal ready, that's fine. But Luster Formal Wear and Formal Wear in DC is our official tuxedo shop, and they'll dress you up pretty well.
Well, we're almost out of here, Mr. Pearsall. I want to thank everyone for coming by. Our sponsors, the Book of You .club. That's the Book of You, the letter U .club. Under Armour. Want to give them a shout out because they certainly treated us well down in Orlando. And Mr. Pearsall, I can't wait to see you in your tux and tails on March the 12th. Thank you so much. This is T-Tate again here, just being who I am, Coach T-Tate, and none other than my sidekick, Mr. J. Everett Pearsall, is here with the Watkins Award Show, another edition. Thank you so much for listening, stopping by today. We're out of here, Mr. Pearsall.